The Diversity and Inclusion Handbook by Sondra Thiederman. Diverse and inclusive workforces are ones that recognize the importance of different, often unique perspectives, while valuing the ideas and efforts of every individual. Diverse and inclusive organizations are US teams, in which every member is a contributor and truly motivated to participate to the fulfillment of his or her potential. These are US cultures, where people are far less concerned with how and why they are different, and far more focused on working together with common purpose to achieve common goals. Starting with you, the foundation of any successful inclusion and diversity effort lies in the ability of each leader and each team member to communicate respect for people different from him or herself. Identify your values. Values are our priorities. Because they are such an integral part of our thinking, we need to make an effort to notice them and the distortion they may create. In the context of your work as a manager, the question to ask is, what personal values and priorities influence how I evaluate and perceive members of my team? Understanding your biases. A bias is a rigid, positive, or negative, conscious or unconscious belief about the nature, character, and abilities of an individual based on the group to which the person belongs. Biases can create all kinds of problems in the workplace. Most fundamentally, they can keep us from seeing others accurately, and therefore from being able to treat people with the kind of respect that sustains inclusiveness. They also can interfere with hiring decisions, accurate evaluations, and decisions about who is to be promoted. Biases distort how we see others because we tend to see what our bias says we will see. Naming your emotions. Sometimes we don't quite know what to say, how to say it, or ultimately, what to do in a specific situation. All that uncertainty can be tough to deal with and can give rise to many emotions. So it's natural to be a little uncomfortable. There is nothing intrinsically wrong with that emotion. Three of the most important strategies of effective management are coaching, delegation, and communicating. Unfortunately, it is in these key areas that our emotions, if unchecked, can create the most havoc. Learning about others. How to learn about differences. Although no one can have an encyclopedic knowledge of every group, the following strategies will help you gather information and begin building your knowledge of, and appreciation for, the diversity around you. Ask questions. When you ask about a difference because we genuinely want to know and understand, we communicate both caring and respect. Read, read, and read. Remember, each author brings his or her own perspective to diversity, inclusion, and cultural differences. To get a more accurate view, use a variety of sources. View videos. Video training products are some of the best resources you have. A cautionary note. Never forget that any bit of information is a flexible generality, not an etched-in-stone fact that can be applied to all members of any group. Avoid the bias trap. All human beings are prone to adopting biases, so here's a cautionary note. As you learn about others, be careful not to apply any one bit of information to all members of a group. Expose yourself to a variety of sources and perspectives. Not only will this give you a more accurate picture, it will make the learning about others richer, more rewarding, and yes, more enjoyable. Demonstrating respect. It is respect that enables every team member to feel comfortable performing to the best of his or her ability. So to do that, know and use your team members' names. Inquire about the things team members most value. Accommodate the diverse ways people are motivated. Hold everyone to a high standard of performance. Shut down offensive language and behavior. Communicating employee value. As a leader, you undoubtedly know the importance of making your team members feel valued and appreciated. It is a skill that is fundamental to being a good manager and good team member. Knowing it, however, is not the same as doing it. Too often the pressure of workplace responsibilities overwhelms us, and we forget to engage in the common sense activities that will send this important message. Sometimes, we allow the complexity of a diverse workplace to stifle our efforts and make us self-conscious about how the message of value should be sent. The simple, common sense act of noticing and acknowledging team members is one of the most powerful tools for creating an inclusive workspace. Communicate value by practicing engaged listening. Have you ever felt that you were really listened to? It's a great feeling, isn't it? It made you feel like you were, for those few moments at least, the center of the universe and most importantly, you felt valued. Engaged listening is one of the most effective ways to communicate value. Although being engaged is as much a state of mind as it is an action, there are several ways that you can make this attitude known to those with whom you are talking to. When a team member presents an idea, ask follow-up questions. Admit it if you don't understand what has been said. Minimize distractions. Take notes. eliminate physical barriers, reschedule if necessary. Communicate value by delivering honest feedback. Feedback, appraisals, coaching, they all send the firm message that you value the employee and you expect him or her to contribute to the team. Neglecting these tasks not only sets the organizations up for legal problems in the event of a termination, but shouts loud and clear, "We don't value you enough to bother to let you know how you're doing." Communicate value by soliciting input from all team members. Invite the person ahead of time to prepare a short talk on how he or she might improve procedures, enhance a product, or present any other subject that would be of value to the team. Communicate value by providing opportunities for growth. The most inclusive and successful environments are those in which team members have ample opportunities for growth and exposure. These are workplaces in which team members feel the most valued and appreciated. Remember the feeling. Have you ever felt devalued? Maybe it was in the workplace, when you had a boss who just couldn't seem to see that your energy and ideas were a cut above the rest. Whatever it was, it undoubtedly did not bring out the best in you, or your performance. Remember that feeling the next time you are tempted to skip a seemingly insignificant act that just might make your team members know just how valuable they are. Creating an us. Civilizations should be measured by the degree of diversity attained and the degree of unity retained. An inclusive work group, project team, or organization is one in which people of all backgrounds comfortably work together toward a common purpose. This means that diverse contributors come together with their differences intact to form a unified team that is proud to call themselves us. It is in this us that a successful future lies. Unified teams are, you see, quite plainly more successful. They are more successful because the individuals on those teams trust each other, because they more readily share their ideas, because they are generous with the knowledge and skills they possess. Identifying common goals. Shared goals have the power to fill the fissure that separates us. When people realize that they are all in the same boat, striving to achieve the same thing, it is much easier to see past the differences to the common humanity that unites us. So no matter what the goal, a truly successful team will have these characteristics. The ability to sustain mutual trust. A continuous commitment to shared goals. The ability to sustain harmony in the face of stress. A sense of shared responsibility. Mutual respect. A willingness to share information and ideas. Turning us into success. We've come a long way in creating truly inclusive workplaces. At the same time, we still have ways to go to arrive at our goal of achieving a genuine and successful us. Expect your team to function as an us. This positive expectation means that we will get on with the business of inclusion by expecting every member of your team to treat each other with respect, expecting every member of your team to contribute to the best of his or her ability, expecting every member of your team to value the differences among them, expecting yourself to see each team member as a unique individual with much to contribute to everyone's success. Before you know it, the inclusion that is our goal and the success it inevitably brings will become your reality. Now it's time to act. Take what you have learned and turn it into action. Creating an inclusive workplace is a matter of moving forward, step by step, by step. There is nothing to fear, no mistakes to be made if the effort is sincerely respectful. The only question to ask is, what will happen if I fail to act? I think you know the answer.